Faye Morrison is taking action. She walks into State Police Troop F, clutching a large garbage bag stuffed with five smaller bags of expired medications.
Anything with your name on it, I'm just going to dispense and give it back to you.
Okay.
So, as far as pill bottles,
well, I was wondering about that. What would be done with those?
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of it is just over the counter.
An assortment of pill bottles, boxes of decongestants, and liquid medicine containers are discarded into a large box by one of the troopers. Morrison brought the large collection of medicines, most of which belonged to her late mother.
My mother grew up in the Depression. She didn't believe in throwing anything away. So.
She says her mother was prescribed several medications for a debilitating nerve disorder.
She suffered from trigeminal neuralgia, and so she had a lot of medications for that. And I didn't know what to do with them, you know, so it's just kind of been sitting there. And so I was so glad when I saw this that it's going to take place.
Morrison has made the trip in response to National Take Back Day. Sponsored by the Drug Enforcement Agency and State Police, the initiative seeks to encourage citizens to dispose of expired medicines and prescriptions properly at designated collection points. Sergeant Eric Cuenca says Morrison's story is common of those who drop off old medicines.
A lot of it is cases where it's just medication is accumulated and is expired, and they don't know what to do with it or properly dispose of it.
All items received are on a no-questions-asked basis, and confidentiality is kept for those who bring prescribed medications.
Once the medication is dispensed, all items within the bottles that are listed on the individual's name are not submitted, just the contents. The bottles are actually given back.
The collection of pills and other items, however, is not immediately thrown away.
Once we collect it, we turn it over to our evidence custodian, and he submits it to the DEA field office, which in our case is based out of New Orleans.
Inventory is made by the DEA. Cuenca describes the more common items that are brought in.
A lot of it has been amphetamines, Sudafed, stuff that now there's limits on what you can buy, the decongestants that you get with prescription, like Nasonex with steroids in it.
One benefit of the program is that it helps area residents in providing a safe and proper location for medicine disposal. Most over-the-counter products have a longer shelf life than prescription drugs. Those prescribed meds, upon expiration, can become less effective.
Most cases, if a prescription medication is expired, doesn't mean it's turning into something that's more harmful or more toxic. Typically, what comes into play there is there's a chance that it may not be as efficacious.
Dr. Greg Smith is the director of the Drug Information Center at the University of Louisiana at Monroe's College of Pharmacy. He cites one example of such a prescription that can quickly lose its potency.
If it's something that's for, you know, a heart condition, something like nitroglycerin for, you know, angina, that sort of thing, that type of medication degrades, you know, pretty rapidly.
While getting old medicines out of households is one objective of Take Back Day, Cuenca says another goal is to slow a growing trend.
The focus is really on, especially with minors and young adults, these prescriptions that are expired, they get their hands on them and they start to experiment, especially if it's easy access to these prescription drugs, especially in a household.
He says hopefully the more people participate in Take Back Day, the less chance kids will have to experiment with what may be tucked away in the medicine cabinet. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.